Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You are listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X.
This is Epicenter Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live. We'll be right back.
pal.
Megadeth with Hangar 18 from 1990.
Great track, and what a great way to start the second hour of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast there. Generally pop up 30 minutes after each hour into the second hour of this week's show. We're here every Monday, 1 till 3, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. You've got Julie and Paul here live as usual. We've had our PG for most of the show, which is miraculous. But we've got a special guest in the studio, and he's looking really worried. But he's looking smart, and I will be taking photos later to prove he was here. Here with the Sheffield Live studio. We're on Paternoster Row, opposite the Hubs, in the workstation, actually. All good stuff. We're in the live studio. We interviewed Pod Pearson last week, all the way from France, eventually, when we got a phone signal. But this week we've got Richard Memmott with us, another member of the Pearson-Memmott conspiracy. The other member, I'll have to mention him, because you didn't often get a mention, Paul Ladd, is Dean Cousins from Doncaster, who's an excellent drummer, and we've seen him a few times live. All good stuff. Now, last week we played Hyperion Undone. It's off Pearson Memmott Conspiracy's new album, Apocrypha, released last Thursday, the 10th of October, 2024. We've got Richard here to talk about Driving the Dragon Lady. Tell us. Good afternoon, Richard.
Hi, good afternoon.
Have you enjoyed yourself so far?
It's lovely to be here.
Yes. Excellent.
And I'm not from France, I'm from Walkley.
Indeed. So, tell us.
Okay.
Did you write this one then?
I wrote this one. Most of the songs on the album are sort of joint compositions of one form or another. This one, I just happened to sort of, it popped out all on its own. And I sort of recorded a basic version of it, and it didn't really change after that. So, yeah, so it's my song. It's, you'll see there's a nice picture inside the sleeve.
We have got the CD, which is, you can get on CD, you can download it as well, but we prefer it to have it for real. We love the artwork.
Of course, and inside is a nice booklet.
I've not opened it yet, you see. When you're rich and famous, I'll be going on to Antiques Roadshow and flogging
Never
this.
Opened it, yeah.
Never opened.
Well, it's got a nice picture of a U2 spy plane in it.
Oh.
And the U2 spy plane was what this sort of song is based on, because the CIA, basically, they got together a group of pilots from the US Air Force and said, right, we want you to fly this plane, and we want you to fly it over Soviet Russia, because this is back in the late 50s, early 60s. But we're not going to call you pilots, we're going to call you drivers, so as to confuse people, as if they wouldn't know. And the pilots, or the drivers, started flying this weird plane with this huge wingspan, and it was very difficult to fly, so they called it the Dragon Lady.
Hence
the title, Driving the Dragon Lady.
Driving the Dragon Lady, interesting. Apart from
it also refers to the, you know, there was one of them was shot down quite early on. They weren't supposed to shoot it down. It flew so high they couldn't shoot it down, but unfortunately they did. And the guy parachuted out, Gary Powers they called him, and eventually he was swapped for a Russian spy, and they got him back. In fact, they made a film about it called, with Tom Hanks in.
Oh, wow.
Bridge of Spies. Quite a successful film a few years ago, and it's basically about the same thing, although my song was completely different.
So when did you write this then?
I wrote this song about probably in its early stages, about 18 months ago.
Wow. So you've worked with the rest of the Pearson Memmott conspiracy, yeah?
Yep. Well, they all played their parts on it, yeah.
They did. Yeah. And how did that work then? Because Pod's in France.
Yeah.
So did you just send stuff to each other?
Yeah, we both use the same software, which I won't mention, to write the stuff and, you know, put it on the computer and so forth. And there's a thing called Dropbox. You can put the sort of half-finished project in that, and then the other guy can have a look at it, add to it, change it.
And send it back.
And so forth, yeah. The only problem was that the drummers can't do anything with that. So we actually had a studio to do the drums in.
Brilliant. And so when you're rehearsing, because you are going to be gigging next year,
we're hoping so, in March.
How are you going to practice then?
Oh, well, we will rehearse, definitely. What will happen is that there'll be a Pod will make arrangements from his busy sort of European schedule.
His retirement schedule.
Yeah. And he'll come over here, and we've Amazing. Got a rehearsal room. Everything's set up there. We'll just go down there and go at it, for 48 hours.
Yeah, well, we've seen you quite a few times. We've seen you gig quite a few of your albums. You release one about every 2 years.
That's about it, yeah. So you did, we can't manage any more than that.
The soundtrack to An Ordinary Day was 2020, I think, and then you did Freedom, Industry and Providence, which was 2022.
Yes.
And we have them all, you see, and we've played stuff off all of them.
That's very gratifying.
It is. It's all good stuff. And now the next question I'm going to have to ask you is, can you play all the tracks off Apocrypha live? We're interested, you see.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I play most of the keyboards on them, and I also play bass, of course. Pod plays all the guitars, and he plays some synthesizer and things like that. And so, therefore, the playing the keyboards and everything else is a bit tricky without another keyboard player. But we could probably do off that. We could probably do about 5 of those live.
Excellent. Would Driving the Dragon Lady be one of them? Or is it too complicated?
No, I think that's possible. I think that's doable. And we played Bellerophon live. You saw us play it live. We played it the last time we played at Greystones.
Ah.
So we did that, and that's a very long, complicated song. But we got away with it because there were bits in it where I can just play keyboards and bass pedals and things like that. So you don't have to worry about not having bass guitar going.
Well, for people who don't know, you are a Sheffield band, and you've been going for quite a while.
We sort of got together around about 2015 with me and Pod and some other people.
And some other
people.
Who
are no longer with us.
Oh, I say. Well, that's bands for you, isn't it?
It is.
And the last time we saw you at the Greystones, actually, you were gigging with Hayes.
Yeah, we did a double header with them, which is nice. We know them pretty well.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Yep. All good stuff. Yep. So what I was going to ask you, right, I'm going to test you now then. Apocrypha.
Yes.
What is the definition of Apocrypha?
It means it's of dubious sort of origin or
well, I've got the CD, Richard, and I've got the exact words, and I can imagine
be confirmed.
Pod laughing at this point. Yeah. It means it's Greek, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's a noun, plural in form, but singular in construction. Writings or statements of dubious authenticity.
Exactly. Yeah,
you're very well read, you two, aren't you? You know, very interesting.
Oh dear! Yeah.
So next week we're going to be playing Communicate. So tell us quickly about that.
I'll tell you about that. Oh, that's very different. That one
is it?
That's a rock song which I originally wrote about 30 years ago, and then decided to sort of bring it up to date.
Well, why not?
Well, it's about a sort of stalker who achieves his object at the end of the song. It's horrible, really.
Oh my words! Oh. Good grief. So describe Driving the Dragon Lady.
Yeah, Driving the Dragon Lady is based on a sort of incident involving the U2 spy plane.
But how does it sound? Is it prog? Is it
prog? Oh, I would say it
Ooh,
is.
It
I would say it is. Mind you, because I come from a bit of a funky background, it's also got very funky bits in it as well. It's also got a very florid section, which I set off and play a completely over-the-top bass part at the end. Well, everything else is going on, but underneath you can hear it. I'm playing it ridiculous numbers of notes, and I said to Pod, do you think I'm going to be over the top? He said, no, leave it.
No, leave it, because Pod will be playing over the top on some guitar bits.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Great stuff. And we were talking off air, and you may be thinking about gigging at the Sydney and Matilda. How cool would that be?
That would be great if we could do that, yeah.
Or Dorothy Pax is probably not for Sheffield. It's not yours.
Not for us.
You're too loud, aren't you?
We're too bloody loud for that.
Too loud. So here we go, Driving the Dragon Lady.
Okay.
Enjoy.
I receive will get me reign supreme. I see the seas below, I feel the undertow. I reign supreme,
wrong way
around. Wow, beautiful. Sorry, we're just messing around with headphones. Yeah. I'll let Richard
tangled
have,
up. Okay,
I'll let Richard have the nice headphones. What a great track.
Thank you.
Great yes. stuff.
Appreciate
beautiful.
That.
And we'll be playing Communicate next week, and we'll talk about all sorts off air, but okay. I'm sure we'll have you back in the studio. You can come and talk about all the other bands you've been in as well.
Well, I've been around a while.
Yeah, yeah, been around a while.
You could drop a few names.
He can drop a few names,
well,
can't you?
He has already.
Dave Clayton, Tommy Eyre, no. Simon Eyre.
Danny Cummings.
Well, I knew Tommy as well. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually jammed with Tommy, but wow. Not actually done any recording with him. But yeah,
we are not worthy.
That's not how I see it.
No, brilliant.
I see myself as sort of swimming in a tide of stuff and all these other people around me, and they're all doing something and I'm not. You know,
because
I stayed in Sheffield and I was too scared to do anything.
So that was Driving the Dragon Lady from the Pearson Amendment Conspiracy. Their album Apocrypha is out now. Check him out on Bandcamp. We'll be playing another track from that next week. Just tuned in, of course, listening to the Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Next up is our Christmas punk track of the week. It's from 1978.
Okay, this is called Homicide! Homicide! We'll be right back.
and you're listening to Glory Days. Glory Days. You were guilt like shackles on your feet, like a halo in reverse. I can feel the discomfort in your seat, and in your head it's worse.
And that was Blue Oyster Cult with Godzilla from 1977. And before that, Depeche Mode, a track called Halo. It's a Gold Frat remix.
Oh, we like that.
From 2004. And Chris's punk track, 999, was the band. The track was Homicide from 1978.
Amazing stuff. You just tuned in, of course, listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Next up, Steve's choice. It's always an interesting choice, we have to say. It's Brian Eno from 1974.
Well, I rang up Pantucci, spoke to Lucia, gave them all they needed to know. If affairs are proceeding as we're expecting soon enough, the weak spots will show. I assume you understand that we have options on your time, and we'll ditch you in the harbor if we must. But if it all works out nicely, you'll get the bonus you deserve from doctors we trust. The fat lady of Limburg looked at the samples that we sent and furrowed her brow. You would never believe that she tasted royalty and fame if you saw her now. But her sense of taste is such that she'll distinguish with her tongue the subtleties a spectrograph would miss, and announce a decision while demanding her reward, a jellyfish kiss. That's what you paid for here.
paid for. That's what we're paid for. That's what we're paid for here.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Never come. you don't mind, cause little things are all the same. Ain't it strange how people always seem to know your face, but just don't know your name. Well, I don't care, there's no one there that even turn around and say get out of this place. Last night I saw a shooting star, when morning comes she hides away. A real disgrace.
Time! could only let it be. You will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me, what do you have to go and make things so complicated?
And you're listening to
Glory Days. Glory Days.
Thank you.
Nice.
And that was Chick Corea Electric Band from 1986.
And the track was Electric City. Before that,
Avril Lavigne, Complicated, from 2002, from debut album Let Go.
Then it was, I think, Simple Minds, Chelsea Girl.
Yes.
I love that song, 1979. Debut album produced by John Leckie, who went on to produce lots of other people, including Bill Nelson. And before that,
The Beatles, Live, She's a Woman, which was a B-side, I think, to Help, like a sort of reggae sort of ska track.
I think we've played a lot of tracks all at once, haven't we? Have we mentioned Brian Eno? Yeah.
Yes, you did.
We did it.
Yeah, The Beatles was live from 1963.
It's all been very complicated today. We are fast coming to the end of this week's edition of Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're going to play out with a bit of Kansas, Carry On Wayward Son from 1976. We've had Richard Mehmet with us all the way through the show. Have you enjoyed it, Richard?
Thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been great.
Amazing. Pearson Mehmet Conspiracy, of course. Check out their new album, Apocrypha, released last week. They'll be gigging soon. Watch this space. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher.